When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get unbeatable flavor and value delivered right to your door. They have an unmatched selection of perfectly portioned proteins, including USDA certified tender, steaks, burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and more. All flash frozen at their moment of peak quality. Then quickly delivered to your door in a dependable cooler. So a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast. Omaha Steaks practically invented meat delivery, and they've been perfecting the art of premium proteins for over 100 years. With their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can order with complete confidence. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference, a better, more convenient way to buy proteins. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast.
Welcome to the Cinema Gold Show. As always, I'm your host, Larry Leese, and on today's episode, we return to Let's Talk. And now we're going to be diving into our argument for Slow Burn TV. Let me know your thoughts on Slow Burn TV and what you find to be the best Slow Burn TV show, either in history or currently. And with that, of course, let's dive right in. In a world obsessed with speed, where even a 2-minute wait feels excessive, Slow Burn TV shows stand out like a vinyl record in the era of streaming. We are conditioned to want things fast, same-day delivery, 1-minute meals, and television that gives us all the answers in the first 10 minutes. Streaming platforms encourage binge-watching entire seasons over a weekend, squeezing what should be a thoughtful experience into a race towards the next dopamine hit. With autoplay prompting us to skip intros and fast-forward through recaps, even pausing to reflect feels outdated. It's no wonder that shows demanding patience can almost feel alien to the modern viewer. Yet this cultural shift towards rapid consumption comes at a cost. When every episode is built around a cliffhanger, when every moment has to be a twist, we lose the nuances of storytelling. Characters become plot devices, and plot becomes a game of shock and awe. The emotional core of television, the ability to connect deeply with characters over time, is sacrificed at the altar of instant gratification. And in this environment, slow burn TV shows don't just offer a different pace, they offer a different philosophy. These shows challenge viewers to engage more thoughtfully. They don't hand over gratification on a silver platter. Instead, they plant narrative seeds in early episodes and allow them to slowly blossom, cultivating suspense, emotion, and investment over time. The tension builds incrementally. Small gestures and quiet scenes begin to carry weight. Storylines that seemed insignificant suddenly come into focus. What was once boring turns out to be essential. This slow unfolding isn't a bug, it's a feature. It mirrors life itself, where big revelations rarely come all at once. This episode sets out to explore why slow burn TV matters now more than ever. It's not just about style, it's about substance. As our digital attention span shrinks, we need stories that encourage patience, reflection, and emotional depth. We need shows that trust the audience to stay engaged without being tricked or manipulated. In making the case for slow burn storytelling, we'll look at how these series elevate character development, build atmosphere, and deliver emotional payoffs, that last far longer than a social media trend. This isn't just about defending a genre, it's about defending the art of storytelling itself. To understand the appeal of slow burn television, we have to first define what sets it apart. It's not simply slow in the sense of being uneventful, it's intentional. Every moment, every beat, every silence is part of a long game. A slow burn show starts quietly, often without much fanfare. The stakes seem small at first, but as the story progresses, tension mounts, themes deepen, and characters evolve. The payoff isn't immediate, but when it comes, it's earned and far more satisfying than a quick fix. These shows are about accumulation, not acceleration. They trust that the audience is willing to go on a journey rather than just enjoy the destination. This format creates space for storytelling that's rich in subtext and atmosphere. Unlike traditional procedurals or fast-paced thrillers that race through plot points, slow burns allow moments to linger. Conversations don't always move the plot forward, but they do reveal character, mood, and history. These series treat viewers like collaborators, not just consumers. You're invited to observe, to infer, to connect the dots on your own. And that act of participation transforms how you experience the story. You're not just watching passively, you're mentally and emotionally engaged in constructing the narrative alongside the creators. Some of the best examples of this are shows like The Wire, Mad Men, and The Leftovers. Each of these series was initially met with confusion or frustration by audiences expecting conventional pacing. Yeah, to me, of those three shows that I've watched the most of, The Wire, yeah, it did seem like The Wire was really slow at like building up to like the big moments, either at the end or midway through the season. But with time, they revealed themselves as masterpieces of long-form storytelling. The Wire didn't just tell a story about cops and criminals. It depicted the intricate machinery of a broken city. Mad Men wasn't just about advertising. It was about the contradictions of the human soul hidden beneath American consumerism. And The Leftovers, with its dreamlike structure and unresolved mysteries, wasn't about answers at all, but about living with loss and uncertainty. These shows required patience, but rewarded it with unparalleled thematic depth.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com. When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
What makes slow burn shows stand out is their ability to create resonance. They build an emotional and intellectual connection with the audience that is almost impossible to achieve in a more rushed format. Watching these shows is less like riding a roller coaster and more like watching a painting come to life, brushstroke by brushstroke. The evolution is gradual, but once it's complete, you can never unsee it. You come away not just entertained, but transformed. That kind of impact doesn't come from pacing alone. It comes from the deep and deliberate structure that defines the anatomy of a true slow burn. If plot is the skeleton of a TV show, then character is its beating heart. And nowhere is this more evident than in slow burn storytelling. While many fast-paced shows use plot to drive character action, slow burn reverses that relationship. The plot often bends around the characters, shaped by their psychology, choices, hesitations, and flaws. Instead of asking what happens next, slow burn shows ask, what does this person do next and why? That shift in perspective opens the door to deeper, more resonant narratives that unfold organically. In a typical high-speed show, characters are often secondary to the momentum of the story. They react rather than act, moving from one event to another like pawns on a board. This can create excitement, but it rarely leaves a lasting impression. By contrast, a slow burn builds its story around character evolution. Actions feel consequential because they stem from internal dilemmas, complex relationships, and long simmering tensions. Even the smallest decisions, taking a phone call, telling a lie, walking away from an argument, can be pivotal, because we've come to understand what's at stake emotionally. Consider Better Call Saul, one of the finest examples of character-first storytelling in recent memory. Viewers walked into the show with a fairly clear idea of who Saul Goodman was, a flashy, morally dubious lawyer from Breaking Bad. But across six seasons, we're introduced to Jimmy McGill, a man whose slow transformation into Saul is painted with heartbreaking clarity. The show doesn't rush this journey. It spends years showing Jimmy's struggle between his innate decency and his appetite for the shortcut for the con. His relationships with Chuck, Kim, and others are not just side plots. They are the entire point. And when Jimmy finally becomes Saul, it doesn't feel like a twist. It feels like a tragedy. This character-centric approach creates emotional stakes. That plot twist alone can't replicate. We're not just interested in what happens. We're invested in who it happens to. We understand the inner conflicts, the motivations, the vulnerabilities, and that makes every development hit harder. A betrayal between two slow-burn characters feels more painful than a dozen deaths in a high-octane thriller, because we've seen the foundation of that relationship built over time. We've watched the trust form. We've seen the moments of doubt, the subtle hit shifts, quiet sacrifices. So when the breaking point comes, it devastates us. Moreover, slow burn shows give characters the space to contradict themselves, to stumble and recover, to grow in ways that mirror real human behavior. They're not beholden to the binary of good and evil. They live in the gray, and that makes them feel real. You're not watching a performance. You're watching a person in a world where media often reduces people to archetypes. The fully realized character is a rare and powerful thing. That's what makes slow burn storytelling such a uniquely human form of art. One of the most powerful tools in slow burn storytelling is subtext. Unlike more conventional TV that spells everything out for the viewer, slow burn shows thrive in the spaces between what's said and what's meant. They rely on implication, suggestion, and nuance, inviting the viewer to lean in, pick up clues, and derive meaning, not from overt exposition, but from silence, glances, and gestures. This isn't storytelling for the impatient, it's storytelling for the engaged. Subtext becomes the language of the show, and those who learn to speak it are rewarded with a richer, more layered experience. Subtext functions as an invisible current beneath the surface of the dialogue. Characters might say one thing, but mean another. Their body language, timing, or tone might contradict their words, creating a sense of tension or ambiguity. In fast-paced shows, these often get lost in the rush towards plot resolution. But slow burn series allow these moments to breathe. A 2-minute silent scene might reveal more about a character's emotional state than 10 pages of monologue. And it's in these quiet, in-between spaces that the real storytelling happens. One show that mastered the art of subtext is The Leftovers. In many episodes, entire plot lines and emotional arcs unfold without much being explicitly stated. The characters are consumed by grief, guilt, and spiritual disorientation, but rarely articulate those feelings directly. Instead, the show uses imagery, dream sequences, and lingering camera work to evoke their inner worlds. Nora's haunted stares, Kevin's silent battles with himself, and the guilty remnant's refusal to speak. All of these are loaded with unspoken meaning. The series trusts the viewer to interpret these symbols and to find their own emotional truth within them. This kind of storytelling turns the audience into active participants. You're not being spoon-fed a message, you're decoding it. You start to notice the color of a character's clothing, the music that plays in the background, the placement of objects in a room. Every detail becomes potentially significant. That heightened awareness creates a deeper emotional connection, because you're not just watching this story, you're discovering it. And with each new layer uncovered, the emotional impact compounds. It's a more intimate form of engagement that lingers long after credits roll. One of the unsung virtues of the slow burn is the ability to cultivate atmosphere, a quality that often gets overlooked in our rush to focus on plot and character. But atmosphere is essential. It's the emotional tone that permeates a show, shaping how we feel as we watch. Slow burn television takes its time not just to tell a story, but to immerse us in a world. It allows scenes to linger, silences to stretch, and environments to become characters in their own right. When done well, atmosphere doesn't just support the narrative, it becomes the narrative. Atmosphere works best when the setting feels lived in and emotionally resonant. In Rectify, for example, the town of Pauley, Georgia, is not merely a backdrop, but a reflection of protagonist Daniel Holden's fractured psyche. The quiet roads, the small businesses, the humid air, they mirror the stillness and confusion Daniel experiences after being released from death row. The pacing of the show matches the rhythm of the town, slow and contemplative, and that congruence pulls us into Daniel's internal world. It's not just what happening to him that matters, it's where and how it's happening that gives the story its gravity. The ability to slow down and absorb the surroundings is what makes these shows so immersive. You begin to notice the details, the dust motes in the sunlight, the muted color palette of a hospital corridor, the subtle changes in weather across episodes. These sensory elements work together to create mood and texture. They make the viewer feel not like an outsider looking in, but like a participant walking through the world the show has built. That immersive quality deepens emotional engagement as viewers become attuned not only to what characters say and do, but to the emotional weight of the environment. In the end, atmosphere is about creating a sensory experience that lingers. It's not necessarily about aesthetic beauty, though many slow burn shows are visually stunning. It's about resonance. It's about crafting a world where tone, sound, space, and silence all contribute to the story's impact. These shows don't just tell you what's happening, they make you feel it on a visceral level. And that's a big part of why they stay with you. You don't just remember what the characters did. You remember what the world of the show felt like and how it made you feel to live in it for a little while. Excuse me. One of the defining characteristics of slow burn television is its commitment to realism. While many shows aim to provide escapism, stories that whisk us away from our problems, slow burns often choose to reflect life as it is, messy, complicated, and rarely resolved in a neat 45-minute package. This realism can be challenging, especially for viewers conditioned to expect quick solutions and clear-cut resolutions. But it's also what gives these shows their emotional power. They offer something truer than fantasy, a mirror held up to the human condition. In real life, people don't change overnight. They evolve gradually, shaped by years of experience, trauma, relationships, and internal conflict. Slow burn shows understand this and reflect it. Characters are allowed to be indecisive, to contradict themselves, to regress before they grow. They aren't written for shock value or audience approval. They're written like real people. And because of that, their struggle feels more familiar and their triumphs more meaningful. The arc of change in a slow burn series mimics how transformation works in the real world. Slowly, painfully, and often imperceptibly, till one day, everything is different. Ultimately, realism in slow burn television, or in slow burn storytelling, isn't about making life look bleak or mundane. It's about acknowledging the beauty, pain, and complexity of everyday existence. These shows don't glamorize struggle, but they don't shy away from it either. They invite us to confront it, to reflect on our own lives, and to find meaning in between moments. That's why these stories last. They just don't occupy our screens. They take root in our thoughts long after the episode ends. In today's streaming-dominated world, viewers are drowning in content. There are hundreds of shows available at any given moment, and platforms are constantly pushing us towards the next big thing. What once felt like abundance now feels like overload. Every week, a new limited series or thriller arrives, garners a brief flurry of online buzz, then vanishes into the algorithm's void. This model encourages speed, consumption, and forgettability. You finish one series, immediately start another, rarely pausing to reflect. In this environment, it's no wonder that viewers report feeling burned out, fatigued, and emotionally disconnected from the content they consume. Slow burn shows offer a direct antidote to that fatigue. Rather than feeding the addiction to immediate gratification, they challenge us to slow down and absorb. They don't demand binge-watching. In fact, many of them actively resist it. Their pacing, complexity, and emotional nuance benefit from time and space between episodes. When you sit with an episode of The Crown or Top of the Lake, the richness of the experience lingers. You find yourself thinking about what you just watched days later, not because of a shocking twist, but because of how the story made you feel. That kind of sustained emotional connection is rare, and it's incredibly valuable. This slow pacing also gives viewers permission to savor. In a culture built on scrolling and skipping, the ability to immerse yourself in something fully and deliberately feels like an act of self-care. You're not just consuming media to kill time, you're engaging with it on a deeper level. The pacing allows your thoughts to catch up with the narrative. Themes have time to breathe. You can analyze characters, rewatch scenes, and discuss episodes with others without fear that everything will be outdated by the weekend. In this way, slow burn shows create an experience that is not only more rewarding, but more sustainable. Finally, by fostering a slower, more reflective relationship with media, slow burn shows help us recalibrate our expectations as viewers. They remind us that storytelling isn't just about plot twists or shock value. It's about emotional investment, thematic depth, and human connection. In doing so, they reignite our appreciation for the medium itself. We stop treating shows like fast food and start approaching them like meals, or meals worth savoring. In a world of constant noise, the slow burn isn't just an artistic choice, it's a necessary reprieve. One of the most surprising yet rewarding aspects of slow burn television is how it brings people together, not just around plot points, but around shared emotional and intellectual experiences. In an age where television is often consumed alone in quick bursts, slow burn shows encourage reflection, conversation, and even debate. The pace gives the viewers time to think between episodes to analyze what happened and predict what might unfold. In this act of collective processing, turns passive viewers into active communities. When a show doesn't hand you easy answers, people gather to look for them together. This communal engagement is especially evident in online spaces, Reddit threads, fan forums, YouTube breakdowns, and long-form blogs dedicated to slow-burn shows often resemble book clubs more than fan pages. Instead of quick takes and meme reactions, there are detailed character analysis, philosophical discussions, and close readings of episodes. The subreddit for The Leftovers, for example, is filled with interpretive theories, literary parallels, spiritual inquiries, because the show demands that level of engagement. It doesn't just entertain, it sparks discourse, and that shared curiosity builds loyalty and passion few other shows can replicate. Ultimately, patience in storytelling encourages patience in viewing, and that patience becomes a shared value among fans. Rather than clicking away when the pace slows down, these communities stick with it. They know that meaning is often found in the wait, and that resolution is sweeter when it's earned. That shared understanding creates a kind of intimacy among viewers, a collective recognition that they're watching something special, something that can't be rushed. In a world that often feels fragmented and frenzied, slow burn television offers not just great stories, but a space to slow down, connect, and think together. One of the most enduring strengths of slow burn television is how well it holds up to repeated viewings. In fact, many of these shows don't just hold up, they improve on a second or even third watch. This isn't a coincidence. Because of their layered writing, subtle performances, and long-form narrative arcs, slow burn shows are built for depth. They're not meant to be consumed once and forgotten. They're meant to be studied, re-experienced, and reflected upon. With each rewatch, something new is uncovered, a theme you missed, a foreshadowed moment you didn't catch, or a character choice that hits differently now that you know the full arc. The first time you watch a slow burn series, you're often focused on understanding the basics. Who's who, what's happening, and where the story might be headed. You're watching from the outside, gathering information. But once you know the destination, you can go back and appreciate how precisely and intricately the journey was crafted. You start to notice how every line of dialogue, every camera angle, every seemingly minor event was part of a much larger mosaic. It's like watching a magician perform a trick. On the second watch, you see the sleight of hand and admire the craftsmanship even more. Take Better Call Saul as an example. A first-time viewer might marvel at the emotional complexity of the show and be intrigued by the character transformations. But on rewatch, you begin to notice how early decisions echo across seasons. You recognize how the show subtly shifts its tone as Jimmy becomes Saul, or how Kim's internal conflicts are foreshadowed long before her final choices. The tragedy doesn't just repeat, it deepens. That layered storytelling rewards your attention and your memory. It's a testament to the show's careful design and the respect it has for its audience. Finally, the rewatch factor of slow burn television plays into its longevity. These are the shows that continue to circulate in conversations long after the finales have aired. They're taught in college classes, referenced in essays, and debated in fan communities years down the line. Their richness invites academic study and cultural reappraisal. And as streaming libraries grow and algorithms bring old titles to new audiences, these shows often experience a renaissance, a second life fueled by viewers who recognize the value of what they missed the first time around. In that way, slow burns aren't just timeless, they're eternal. In a media landscape defined by immediacy, speed, and endless content churn, slow burn television stands as a quiet act of rebellion. It refuses to conform to the attention economy. It doesn't beg for clicks, trend for shock value, or shape itself around 5-second sound bites. Instead, it does something much rarer. It trusts its audience and asks us to be present, to engage thoughtfully, and to linger in complexity. And in return, it offers something no algorithm can manufacture: genuine emotional resonance and unforgettable storytelling. Slow burn shows are not just an aesthetic preference or a stylistic trend. They're a different philosophy of narrative altogether. They remind us that character arcs are not meant to be rushed, that silence can be as powerful as dialogue, and that emotional payoff carries more weight than it's earned over time. They don't treat viewers as customers demanding immediate satisfaction, but as collaborators in a longer, more meaningful journey. In doing so, they elevate the very idea of what television can be, not just entertainment, but art. So the next time someone dismisses a show as too slow, pause. Ask yourself why we've come to equate speed with value. Because maybe, just maybe, that slow show is worth your time. Maybe it's not about what happens in episode 1, but about what it means by episode 10. Maybe it's not the flashiest thing in your queue, but the one that will move you the most. Slow burn storytelling doesn't just reward patience. It transforms it into something sacred. In a world addicted to fast, let's remember the power of slow. And with that, let me know your thoughts in that comment section below. What do you think about slow burn TV? Of course, give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit the subscribe button down below. Hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/cinemagold. Or scan the QR code right there. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening, and we'll see you next time.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more, like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork, refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer, or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in, all with the style you want and reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com. When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more, like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork, refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer, or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in, all with the style you want and reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.